have a chat to the Geelong camp, and their assistant coach Nigel Lappin is with us here on AFL Nation. Nigel, good afternoon.
Afternoon, guys. Good to be with you.
What was the overall assessment after Easter Monday, and how have you guys recovered on that shorter turnaround from Monday through to now?
You're reasonably pleased, obviously, to get away with the win. Anytime you beat Hawthorn, they're a really good team. They're really well organised. So we were happy. There's some things that we need to work on. Some of that's been made public this week. We acknowledge some of that stuff. But for us, if we play well around the contest, and you need to play well around the contest against Melbourne because they're very good at that, we'll get our opportunities to attack the way that we'd like to. And obviously, when Melbourne get the chance to turn over the ball, they're a pretty dynamic attack. So we're hoping we can defend the ground really well today.
How important is today, after your last two wins have been by the skin of your teeth, a one-point win and a five-point win, how important is it for you guys today to try and get a bigger win to, try and boost the confidence? Not that you're lacking confidence, I guess, but to maybe prove that you can, you know, win without having to do it with a in a close result.
Yeah, we're definitely not lacking confidence. In fact, winning those games are really good test of characters, and we're glad that we've been able to come out on the right side of the ledger in those games. Today's a really good challenge for us. It's exactly what we need at this stage of the year. We've been a fraction below our best. That's absolutely clear. But we recognise the areas that we need to play well in to make sure that we produce our best, and no better team to do it against than a red-hot Melbourne today.
Nigel, Mick Barlow, good luck today. In terms of your start to the season, obviously a lot's been made of the round one, and you know, you can be forgiven for that after a slower start to the pre-season compared to someone like Adelaide. Did you, as a coaching group and a club, kind of acknowledge that may be actual fact, that it might take a little while to get into your season? A lot of new players coming through the doors in terms of Higgins, Jeremy Cameron hasn't played, Isaac Smith, so there is a new dynamic, but your best footy you'd hope would come, you know, beyond the next fortnight and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely, Mick. We didn't necessarily address that post-game, though. We felt like we put out a decent team against Adelaide, and we were beaten by a team that was a little bit more desperate in the contest and played a better brand of footy on the day. So as you do, you acknowledge that. You work really hard on the training track to make sure you address the needs of the team and really get down to the nitty-gritty of what it is that makes you play well as a team. So we've been focusing on that as best we can at training. As you know, with your years of experience in footy as well, like when you're a little bit off your best, the only way to get back at your best is to make sure you put in the work on the training track, prepare your body and mind as well as you can. And, you know, I think St Kilda showed yesterday, you know, like it doesn't take too long, you know, within a game to be able to produce the type of footy and really grow the confidence levels of the group. And as I said earlier, like we're loving the fact that we're playing against Melbourne, who are in really good form.
Absolutely. And one of those inclusions you brought in over the summer was Isaac Smith. And watching the telecast on Monday, dying stages of that game, you could really see him organising, marshalling the troops. His energy is infectious from a day-to-day basis. But how important was bringing in a player like him to really give you that organisation in big moments like it was last weekend when it came down to the crunch?
Absolutely. That experience is just invaluable. It's really hard to provide that to the younger guys who just simply can't do it. So we brought him in for a lot of reasons. He's a great person. We thought he'd really complement the way that we're trying to play. We've got a lot of inside grunts and power, and he will complement our outside run, you know, in a similar way to a guy like Mitch Duncan does. So Isaac's been really important for us. He was a little bit off last week. He was a bit sick before the game, but still made really good contribution. And as you mentioned, in those dying stages of the game, there were not too many more important people for us out on the ground than him.
Nige, Bob Murphy here. Good luck today. Can you give us a little bit of an insight? There's been such a drastic change in the style of footy across the whole league this year. So we've come out of a generation of defenders learning when to peel off and impact. Has it started to change at training of defenders having to do more one-on-one work on the track?
It's been really interesting, Bob, because absolutely the game has become that way again. We've been really fortunate because that's the way that Scarlo trains our defenders anyway. You've been involved with Scarlo before.
Yeah.
The Doggies. He and our coaching group in general, mate, like we have a huge focus on the fundamentals of the game anyway. So the craft sessions we do during the week and our main sessions, they're always cover the fundamentals of the game. And some of those have shifted, you know, but at the same time, we played a huge emphasis on that stuff, and you need to going forward, because in some ways the game's opened up a little bit more and become harder, so the fundamentals become more important.
It's certainly been well received by the footy public. People are loving the style of footy they're seeing. Can you get a sense that the players are enjoying the game more?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot more opportunities for the players, particularly in attack, to get involved if your team's playing the right way. There's a lot more one-on-one contests, so it can be a little bit difficult. It depends which end of the ground that you're playing on. So if you were to speak to someone like Jake Collegeasney, he might tell you that it's been harder and he's not enjoying it as much, so it's harder to get help. But on the whole, like as a footy spectator, when our team's not playing, I sit back and love watching the footy, and it's definitely been a really enjoyable start to the season. And the other thing that I'm loving is just the emergence of watching some of the young players grow and develop and really add a lot to our game this year.
What about Mark O'Connor, Nige, in terms of his role has been very apparent over the last couple of weeks, how he's gone and shut down Lachie Neale and got to work last week against Tom Mitchell as well. I'm sure you'll set him for someone today, but you know, with his background from Ireland coming in, natural halfback and running and carrying and providing a lot of speed, but he just has gone in there, but he's found the football himself. So he's added another element in terms of probably looking at your list over the summer. It's who can actually really lock one down and contribute on the outside. Guthrie's done it to an extent for years, but he's become such a good ball finder himself that Mark O'Connor's really slotted into that role really nicely.
Oh, he certainly has. Mark's, it's funny, he came across from Ireland as a playmaker, and the first position he found himself in our team, or the position that opened up, was in a back pocket, and he just embraced it. And he's an absolute champion of a person, firstly. He works extremely hard at his game, and he just wanted to make every post a winner with that back line position and make that spot his own. And one of the things that you know, particularly you, Bob, when you're playing in deep defence, that you've got to be really sound at your fundamental craft. So he's been able to transfer that into stoppages. So if you picture a defender having to be really good at front and square crumbing crafts or defending a really dangerous opposition forward, not too much changes when you come in to a centre bounce or a round the ground stoppage. He's been able to take best position on his opponent. And when he takes best position on his opponent, he's not frightened to go and win the footy. He's a really good leader, a great communicator. He's been a fantastic addition to our team. But the midfielders have really enjoyed having him in there, because it means that guys like Joel and Cam, as you mentioned, Brandon Parfitt, hopefully Paddy when he gets back as well, because they can get to work knowing that one of the opposition's best players are going to have a really tough day.
And Nige, I'll take a little bit of a detour on this conversation and just ask, how's your personal fitness going? I know that there's a bit of a competitive group there in the Geelong coaching room that like to keep themselves nice and trim and proper and get involved with the PT and have a bit of fun with it all. How's all that looking at Geelong back room?
It's good, mate. We enjoy a bit of time in the gym together. We love getting out and playing games as a staff as well. So whether it's basketball or soccer or rugby, we're always jumping into that stuff, and having a healthy mind, which that certainly helps us, no doubt, be a little bit closer to our best anyway come game day.
Hey Nigel, just a quick one before we let you go. The late changes we've just seen is Brandon Parfitt's come out and Quinton Narkle's been elevated into the 22. What's the story behind Brandon Parfitt and his omission?
So Parf got a knock late in the game last week, and we were sort of under the impression that he would get himself up for this game, but just hasn't quite made the line with the six-day turnaround. So it's a bit disappointing for Brandon. He's obviously a really important player to our team. His ability in the contest and to pressure the opposition is second to none in the competition, in my opinion. But obviously, with every disappointment comes an opportunity, and Quinton Narkle, Narks is an unbelievably good stoppage player. We're looking forward to him getting his chance on the inside and matching it with Melbourne's big balls in there. And he'll acquit himself really well. He's a good stoppage player and he's a really good tackler. So hopefully he can put his best foot forward and help us get the win today.
And then from among your original inclusions named yesterday, Sam Inagola makes his comeback, and Brad Close also plays his first game of the season. How are you planning on using those two in particular along with Zach Guthrie?
Well, Sam will play his usual role, wing midfield. He's a really important runner to us. He's good in the contest, so he'll be in the midfield. Brad Close is a really aggressive runner as a forward. He gets up the ground, he gets forward really hard, and he takes his chances when he gets them. And Zach Guthrie's in there just to provide a little bit of defensive stability and help us with our rotations there, as well as being a really adept player at all the defensive crafts. So all those three guys will add to us today. Guys, I'm really sorry, but I've got to run. We're just heading into the team meeting.
All good. No, that's fine. Thank you very much for joining us.
Great to catch up, guys. Take care.
Nigel Appin with us on AFL Nation in the pregame. That's all right. We've got to take a break anyway on the pregame.
We thought they had the team meeting down there. I've missed it. Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, yeah. 1-0 to you.
Yep.
Might be a bit further in front.
I came out on top in that exchange, didn't I?
Pregame show for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best, and for Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends. AFL Nation continues next here from the MCG.